It's time now for our friend Larry Weber to join us by phone to update us on what's going on outdoors. Hi, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning. And we are having a milder day than we did yesterday. Yesterday morning, we woke up to our coldest temperature we've had so far of -5. And that took me a little bit by surprise, but we had a clear night, so... Yeah, the temperature saw fit to drop quite a ways. Thanks to the lower temperatures of this week, we are going to end the month with a little bit below normal. This is the first time since May that we've had a month where the temperature has been below normal. We'll be about a degree to a degree and a half below normal. Our warmest temperature of the month was 50. That happened back on the 15th, and then the coldest was yesterday morning. An interesting thing, of course, this is November. I always like to see November as being what I call a healthy November. A healthy November means that we have frozen ponds, swamps, and lakes with a nice ice cover along with frozen ground, and then we get the snow. And that has been what happened. This has really been a neat November. I've enjoyed it. We had our freeze-up here of our lake on the 21st, and I did looking in the neighborhood, and by the 25th, they were pretty much all frozen. They're pretty much all gone. Now, whether that's going to last or not, I can't tell, but probably will. Hmm. We've had ice now for more than a week, but it'll probably last. The other one that we've gotten was the snow. Snow hit us on Wednesday evening. There were little snow squalls coming earlier in the week, but Wednesday evening, and it was kind of interesting because there was none in the forecast until just shortly before. And then we ended up with about 3.5 to 4 inches right here at our house. Just a beautiful snow. That temperature we had made it for a nice white powder, so it was just beautiful. Able to get out and do cross-country skiing for the first time and so forth, and I plan to do a lot more of that. I always define the beginning of winter is when rivers freeze, not when the lakes, but when the rivers freeze, and we've had quite a lot of that here. I was surprised at how much of the St. Louis River has been frozen. Otherwise, the smaller ones, well, there's moving water. There's still a lot of open water, so we'll see when the real total freeze-up happens, but it's not that far off. The other statistic of November is not as good, and that is precipitation, way behind normal. Only a little more than a third of normal amount of precipitation. Snowfall, a little less than 5 inches, and typically in November we get about 14 inches. Now, the snow we had was nice powder. Typically in November what we get is wet, sticky stuff, which is a little hard to deal with. But the white powder was just beautiful. Other things of note, we are now approaching the new moon phase. We are down to a little over 8.5 hours of daylight. Yes, there's plenty of darkness out there. It's interesting, in the early morning, I've been going out hoping to see the comet I saw, and I have not succeeded. There's some talk about whether it survived going around the sun. The last I heard is that, yes, it did survive going around the sun, and if that's true, maybe the best sighting is yet to come. When comets go around the sun, the tail is always away from the sun. And if it does survive going around the sun, and because it's passing very close to the sun, then we may, starting this week, get in the early mornings before sunrise, get some pretty good sightings of the comet. As it is right now, though, we're getting absolutely beautiful mornings with the Jupiter and Mars and Saturn are all visible. Venus in the evening is just a beautiful time to get out and take walks. In the world of birds, pretty much a lot of bird watching around the bird feeders. I have the regulars that show up every day, which is always kind of interesting. Then we have some of the ones that don't come to bird feeders. Yesterday, we had a beautiful pileated woodpecker right here in the yard, but it didn't come to the bird feeder. And then this week, I saw several raptors, red-tail hawk, rough-leg hawk, harrier, and bald eagle. And then there's still a few water birds, some Canada geese, mallards, hanging around as long as they can. So there's plenty to see. Now, the reason I mention all that is because in 2 weeks, the Christmas bird counts we begin. Duluth is having its Christmas bird count 2 weeks from today. Out here in Carlton County, we have ours the day after. We have it on the 15th. So, yeah, that season moves along pretty fast. Mm. But the big news to me with the critters is with the snow, and anytime there's light snow, there is plenty of tracks. And so I was out in the next day or two, and it's amazing how quickly they get filled up with all sorts of tracks, about a dozen kinds of tracks. And they're just so quickly let us know they're there. I always tell people that tracks are like reading a newspaper. Mm-hmm. You know, there's you step outside and there's all this stuff that tells you about things that went on during the night. This morning I stepped out and there was deer tracks in the yard and rabbit and squirrel and fox and coyote and on and on. Well, of all those, the only one, the critter that I actually saw was the squirrel. But thanks to their tracks, it's nice to know that they are still here. And it's just a wonderful thing to see. And I'm planning to get out today to see, do some more exploring, see what's going on. In the world of the forest, I've been talking a lot during November about what I call autwin, how the leaves drop from the trees, and before the snow cover, there's all these things showing up. Well, we now have the snow cover, so I think maybe autwin has come to an end, or at least temporarily come to an end. We'll see if this snow lasts. And the green that really stands out is the conifers. And you never realize how many conifers, how much they add to the landscape until we get to this time of year when all the rest of the green is pretty much hard to find. So, yeah, we're starting a new month of December tomorrow, and it's good to get out and enjoy it. So Indeed. Take care, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Sure, bye. That was Larry Weber. He's a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.